You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earth Sciences NZ have released their first national risk model for flooding, evaluating exposure of New Zealand's infrastructure nationwide to floods and climate-based harm. The data shows the potential costs and damage to infrastructure at the forefront of inshore and river flooding, as well as the areas that face a greater risk of damage. However, this also shows that there are remaining issues of climate justice around those who are most vulnerable, which have not been taken into account as much as they should have in this map.
I spoke to lecturer in architecture and urban planning at the University of Auckland and research lead at the Future Cities Research Centre, Dr. Aresh Jayawardena, about this map, what it means for our infrastructure, and what still needs to be done.
Just to get us started, what is this risk model attempting to address?
Well, actually, the national flood map that has been put together is a good way to understand how the current flooding, mainly around the inland, the inland flooding and the riverine flooding, would cause damage to the properties of infrastructure and, generally around the nationally consistent picture. So that national flood model is a really good step forward. The understanding how national treatment of flooding could be understood from the national point of view, but there are also some limitations around the flooding. The picture. It means the coastal surge and some of the other sea level rise hazards are not being integrated in the flood. I think even though those informations are available in a different platform that developed by the Earth Science New Zealand, this has not been integrated into the flood model. So when we look at the national flood map, the people might get it wrong that actually this integrates the entire flood picture. But it's just to know that, this is at the moment, it's just the inland flooding based on rainfall and the fluvial flooding. But there are other tools out there to understand how sea level rise and the coastal surge could impact on those environment as well. But the key idea from the whole tool is actually it's a good step forward, but we need to be clear that it's giving a full picture yet. So we need to really look at different ways to understand the nature of the flood and how it's going to impact on our communities of infrastructure. But saying that, this tool also help us understand where the water might go, but will not be fully giving the picture of how things will be affected, and also in terms of understanding how community adapting to it, like who can afford to adapt and who will be left behind. So that's all sort of things that we can also look at from this flood map, flood tool actually.
And just looking at the infrastructure that we are, like the infrastructural information that we are provided with, what does this say about New Zealand's current situation in terms of infrastructure preparedness for floods? And what does this mean for us facing these challenges?
Well, there's highlighting infrastructure. I think the issue is like there is a systemic consequences around there. So infrastructure decisions around transport, stormwater, even housing growth are still made with like some incomplete spatial risk information. Because of that, there is a threat to lock in exposure as well. Some greenfield development areas not yet identified as future prone under the future climate scenario. So there's still infrastructure investment today are also the climate risk of tomorrow if they are built on not updated maps. But so I think in that way this tool will tell us about how flood will change the dynamics in the future. So that will really give us good information to empower our councils or infrastructure provided to shift their planning based on this information. But it particularly thinking of it's not enough to know who is at risk as well, but we must also need to know that how what that means to adapt in terms of the current infrastructure, the infrastructure that we have already have being developed for previous climate, based on previous climate information. So what does that mean in terms of those infrastructure for the, future climate scenarios? So we have to be thinking about that technically. This information advances this data actually help us technically to advance decision making, but we need to think that it does not automatically translate into achieving climate resilient outcomes. So yeah.
And with that said, looking both at future policy and what's missing from this map, what do you want to see kind of brought into this discussion about our preparedness and how we deal with floods?
We need to think about the next generations of flood model that really integrates the climate future, the social data, infrastructure vulnerability, that a model that tells us not only where the water will go, when there is a, exacerbating event or climate event or really extreme weather event, but a model that tells us where people can live safely, fairly, and, sustainably as well. So I think it's just, and thinking about low-income communities, from a social dimension point of view, they are the least able to privately fund adaptation as well, but they are the most exposed to hazard risk. So often, living in low-lying area or older housing with poor drainage or insulation. So people in those low-income communities without targeted financial support, what happened is it's really good to have this risk information. But the thing is, then, when we have this information, simply it transfers a responsibility from the state to the individual. The individual has to take responsibility to now do with, something with the flooding on their property. So the idea for me is this could create a climate injustice. Those with the fewer resources should be the greatest burden for adaptation. So I think for me, moving forward, climate risk without financial justice is also another form of inequality that we can see from these sort of maps that's happening.
Looking towards what we have seen from the government and kind of these councils, how does this model reflect the focuses on adaptation or what preventative measures we do have in New Zealand?
Definitely this model gives us a really good foundation for us to think about, national flood risk picture. But the key message is that having that picture isn't just about having better data. It's about fair adaptation. So we need to think about how we can align our science, our planning, including our financing decisions. Then we can move from, just looking at risk mapping to building more resilience. So I think in a way that we can confidence that as a nation that we are not, leaving communities left behind who are at most risk to climate change. So I think this model is a really good model for us to understand the nature of the, the flooding. It was a significant data gap that we had. So we have some methodological inconsistencies as well in the past, like how different councils assess these flooding. So I think the model really gives us an integrated approach to this. So there's really good. But thing is, so council now also have more strong evidence base to support, developers or any development that enforces consistent flood risk standards. So I think in terms of adaptation, there are really positive directions that we have got. Public can remain informed about their, the true flood exposure. Then they can really, there's no reason for them to undermine their risk and, the adaptation challenges they have. So I think in that way, the tool provides a really good foundation, but still it doesn't really provide us the full picture of what's the, the future exposure and vulnerability to climate is going to be. We need to think about how, central and local government collaboration needs to happen to move beyond hazard mapping to really understand long-term funding for equitable adaptation. So this model really could evolve into a very national public tool to inform communities and guide councils and prioritize infrastructure adaptation investment. But again, finishing, flood picture, like the model that created it, we can't think or we can't treat that it's just as a technical task. But we have to think about its moral and, you know, planning imperatives as well to think about how do we then, you know, use climate risk create a form of equity around adaptation.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Arish Jayawardena on the new National Flood Risk Model.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.